You're listening to Impact 103. I'm Owen Farley. It is so great to be with you today. I am going to be with you all the way until 12 o'clock, and it's exciting, exciting time that we're living in. So let's just take this time. Let's get real. Let's be real. Let's challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus Christ, which is love. So let's talking about time. We go on a journey today through time, and we're going to explore this concept of time. But before we kind of get there, let's just enjoy some really great music. Always enjoyed reading about creation and exploring what God really made for us, you know, and it says in Genesis 1 verse 14, it says, "And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be signs and tokens of God's provident care." I love that. It's like God saying, I really do love you this much, and mark seasons and days and years. So we're going to be exploring today time. We're going to be exploring why did God create time, and just looking a little bit deeper into God's heart about time. You know, what I love about God is he doesn't actually live in time. When we live by the Spirit of God and we are seated in heavenly places with him, we can actually be in a place where we step out of the limitations that we are surrounded by in our natural world, being that time, space, matter. We actually have the ability by faith to grab a hold of something that is really eternal. You know, and I find that looking and seeing the things around us, we get limited by what we believe that we can actually accomplish. And I really believe that limitations is actually us stepping into poverty. You know, we step into a limitation of a way that we think. And so I just find this interesting, and I'm asking God, like, Lord, what is, how do you view time? And I read something really, really awesome. It says, time is like a currency. You invest it and you get a return on your investment. Whatever you are spending your time on, you're going to get something out. You know what I'm saying? So let's take a look at this and say, okay, whatever I put in, I'm going to get something out. And I love that because when, if you take a look deeper a little bit into finances, a lot of time what people actually do to find out if an investment is risky is they actually say, okay, let me take what I put in minus what I get out. And that's going to give me how risky this investment kind of is. So let me just ask you this. How much risk are you really taking with the gift God has given you with time? You know, what are you really spending your time on? Okay, and just like I can feel everyone be like, okay, like, let's get real. Like, if I actually really look at my life, okay, there's certain things that I'm not supposed to be spending my time on that I kind of am. And I guess that's what this time really is about. It's about being accountable with the time that we have and saying, okay, Lord, let me use it. It's a gift from you. Let me really use it to the fullest potential that it can be and not be limited, by any expectations from people. Even, okay, now take a look at this, okay? People can kind of limit you in their view of what time is, and they can say, okay, you're this age, you need to have this done by this certain time. And when you don't, everyone's like, oh my gosh, like, are they okay? What's going on? Like, even when it comes down to old people and they step into retirement and people are like, oh man, you know, do they gonna have it all together? And I remember actually talking to my mom about this time of entering into retirement, and she was actually saying, you know what, I'm not entering into what the world thinks about retirement. I'm actually entering into what the kingdom thinks about retirement. I'm not getting retired, I'm getting refired. And I love that. She's just like, I'm going to be on fire for God no matter if I am old or if I'm young. And the Bible does talk about that. It says, even if you're young, don't let it stop you from preaching the gospel. Don't let it stop you from being a light in purity, in the words that you speak, in the way that you serve and love people. So let's just keep that in our mind and say, okay, Lord, how can we serve you the best with our time? That's a great song for today because it's saying, Lord, lead us into the new season. And we're just talking about time. This is amazing scripture, Job 14:5. Since a man's days are already determined and the number of his months is wholly in your control and he cannot pass the bounds of his allotted time, O God, turn from him. Let him rest until he has accomplished, as does a hireling, the appointed time of his days. Ooh, so good, so good. It just makes me very aware that I'm here on purpose. I've got a purpose to be here for the Lord, and it's essential that I make sure that I'm using my time effectively. You know, I was actually praying to the Lord about this the one time and just saying, okay, Lord, show me what that looked like. And he actually showed me the moment in the spirit where I was actually coming down from heaven to earth on assignment. And man, I love thinking back to that vision that the Lord gave me because it really makes me think, man, I have to know what I'm here on earth for. I have a purpose. I have an identity that God made me to actually live out. So what is this? You know, I really understand that true success is knowing why I'm here on the earth and walking it out to fulfillment. So here's a question. What is taking up your time and how did you change this? If you can let me know on our WhatsApp line, I'm Owen Farley. That is Planet Shakers, Free Indeed. Now, Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. He also has planted eternity in men's hearts and minds and divinely implanted a sense of purpose working through the ages, which nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy. Yet so that men cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. You know, I read this and I just think, Lord, there is going to be a moment. It's going to be a moment where things are going to happen. You've made me, you've created me, you said I'm going to make everything beautiful in its time. There's going to be a moment. There's going to be a moment. So am I going to be prepared for that moment? I guess that's the question that really comes, you know, because success really is where opportunity meets preparation. And it kind of makes me think of that time that Esther had. You know, she went through all this time where she was being beautified for the king, you know, and met the king, had a great time, fell in love. And then all of a sudden, things turned sour. And she had a moment to really do something for the kingdom. And she's like, well, I'm not sure if I should really do this. And her uncle Mordecai said this, and who knows, but that you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And for this very occasion. So let's take a moment. Let's think, man, what is really wasting my time and how can I change it? Let us know on our WhatsApp line on 071-364-0376. And so that's the question. What is really wasting your time? And how can I go about changing it? Brings me to remembrance of a time when I was actually serving at a children's home called the Bushveld Mission Children's Home in Limpopo. And at this time, I mean, we're running. I mean, we've got kids everywhere. I mean, everyone that knows, if when you have kids, you become tested. You become pulled. You become, you know, invested in just saying, okay, I love you. What do you need? How can I be there for you? How can I serve you? And eventually you sit down and you're just like, wow, time is gone by really, really quickly. You know, and then all of a sudden you have a moment to rest. And the Lord challenged me on this. He said, where are you really resting? Where are you really resting in the time that you now have to rest? And I realized, ooh, I'm filling it up with moments where I'm like watching something on YouTube or like I'm, you know, doing something that I say, okay, no, this is how I rest. I watch TV or I, you know, eat something or I, and God was like, no, that's not how you rest. If you want to be rest and really ready for what it is that's coming up next and be prepared to carry me into that moment, because you don't know what's coming up next. You don't know who, like, what trials you're going to face. Are you going to be filled with me enough to be able to face that moment? And I was like, wow, God, I really actually need to be on this. I need to spend time with you when it's time to spend with you. You know, here's a scripture, Ecclesiastes 8 verse 5. It says, a wise man's mind will know both when and what to do. Ooh, that's good. For every purpose and matter has its right time and judgment. You know, and so I love this, because if you're lacking in this and you be real and say, okay, Lord, I'm needing self-control. I'm needing wisdom on what to use my time when, you know, for what. Lord, just please help me. And this is the amazing thing. God says, if you lack it, just ask and you will receive. So let's take a moment. If you're really lacking it, take a moment and say, okay, Lord, help me out here. I need some wisdom. Thanks be to God by Gundo Nemukula. Very, very good song. You know, I love that we're talking about time today. Time is really set up in past, present, and future. And I really like us to take a look at the way that actually God set this up. He created it. He created time. So let's see how he sees the past. You know, when we look at our past, you know, a lot of times we get caught up in the same old things because we start rehearsing the things that happened in the past. But the past is the past. You recognize it, you become aware of what happened, and now because you see it, you can't do something about it to change it, right? So, you know, I was thinking about this, so funny, thinking about this, and then all of a sudden, I come back to my childhood, and I see my friend Rafiki and Simba from The Lion King right in front of me, and Rafiki is hitting Simba with a big stick, and I'm sure you've seen it too. Rafiki hits Simba. Simba's like, ah, what was that for? And Rafiki says, no, it doesn't matter. It's in the past. Yeah, but it still hurts. But then Rafiki says, okay, but the past can hurt. But the way I see it is you can either run from it or you can learn from it. So Philippians 3:13, it says, but one thing I do, this one aspiration I have, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ is calling me upward. Ooh, that is good. Let's keep focused on what God has for us. Let's keep focused on just letting go the past. The past is in the past. Let's let it go. Let's learn from it. You know, we were just talking about letting go of the past, and I can kind of hear the question, okay, but how? How do we just let go of the things we've done? You don't know what I've been through. How is it possible? And the fact of the matter is that this is what Jesus came for. We just need to trust and believe in him. He came to take away our sins. And it says in Isaiah 43:25, this is God's view. He says, I am he who blots out and cancels your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. So this is the thing, is that we do remember them, but it's like kind of this jump between, okay, I believe that God has forgotten what I've done in the past. He says he won't even remember it. So now it's up to me not to rehearse it, not to bring it up again. And constantly confess. Once you've confessed and you said, okay, Lord, I know I messed up. Please forgive me. I'm not going to do it again. I'm changing my mind, changing my ways. And you actually put that into practice, then it's done. You don't need to feel bad and guilty about it later on. There is no condemnation now for those who are in Christ Jesus. You know, it says in Isaiah 54 verse 4, fear not, for you shall not be ashamed, neither be confounded or depressed, for you shall not be put to shame, for you shall forget the shame of your youth. Ooh, I love that. Like, I stand on that. I grab a hold of it and I say, okay, Lord, Just erase my memory. Just erase my memory so that I don't remember what actually happened, those things that are not from you, you know, and let me step into what you really have for me. And for a long time, like being legit, for a long time, condemnation ran me. And it came from a place of being, living in a place of performance-based love. It felt like I needed to prove myself. But that's not the case with God. God is unconditional. We don't have to prove ourselves. He knows we're going to fall short. So allow yourself to be free. Forgive yourself. I love what Cody Connors said there. I'm yours till the end of time. And when we make that decision and we say, Lord, I'm giving myself to you, take control. Be what you need to be through my life, man. Then everything changes and we really step into something new. So let's move from the past into the present. And we're reading Isaiah 43:18. It says, do not earnestly remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. But then in 19, verse 19, it says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And then in Revelations 21:5, it says, behold, I make all things new. Everything. That is everything. That's all things, guys. So just keep that in mind. He's not just talking about some things. Everything. He makes all things new. If we're living in the present, we kind of need to know what's going on. And I guess the only way that you really get to know what is happening now is when you take that moment and you say, Lord, what is actually happening? What's your plan? I know that you've planned it all out before time began. So what does it look like for me? And this is the thing, is like your present is going to look something very different to somebody else's present. You can't compare. You have to live your life and understand that God created you specific. There's something very specific he wants you to do. So in saying that, I want to encourage you, invest your time in your relationship with God. Seek him. Search for him. Seek the kingdom first and all these other things will be added unto you. Invest that quality time and showing God love by just spending time with him. Set aside all other things that are happening. Say, okay, right now I'm setting aside this time for God. No distractions. Turn off my phone. Ask my spouse to take care of the kids. Let's just sit down with God and hear what's on his heart. Hear what's the truth of the situations I'm going through. Ask him to give you guidance and direction. You know, so there's a scripture, Joshua 1:8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from out of my mouth, but I shall meditate upon it day and night, that I may observe and do it according to all that is written in it. For then I will make my way prosperous and deal wisely and have good success. Ooh, this is real. This is so real. For us to be able to step into a place where we're really having success, we need to meditate on the Word of God. That's Hillsong with I Know You Will. And we're talking about time and we've spoken a lot about, you know, going from past to present. And now we're in the present and it's kind of like, hold on. Actually, God, what are you doing now? What are you doing now with me individually? But also, what is the movement of the kingdom? Like, what is actually going on globally? And I think we've come into a very interesting time because we've just gone through COVID. And I really believe that COVID was kind of God using it to separate us from the old things, the old ways of us doing things. And it gives us this perspective of, okay, I think it's so beautiful, actually. God created time to separate something we've done bad in the past, then we separate it through time and create this space, and then all of a sudden, boom, you start something new. And that's always a very exciting thing, but you have to go through the process of creating that separation. And I really think that that's what COVID was. It was kind of like, okay, this is the old way. This is the old way that we're doing things. Let's create that separation and step into the new thing that I really want to bring to the earth. And I love that. It's exciting. And now we have to stand on really what we've learned. So, man, I just want to be open. And honest, you know, like in COVID, I realized that I needed to get my priorities straight. I had to sit down and say, okay, Lord, let me reprioritize, even though I feel like I'm serving you and I'm putting all this effort into following what you've shown me to do. But things have come in the cracks. Things have gotten more important and been distracting me more than I should have. And actually needed to take some time and actually just say, okay, Lord, let's get real. Let's do the work. Let's sort out these things in my heart. And I love that about COVID, because it actually gave us the time to do that. It said, okay, whoa, let's slow down. And as we were slowing down, we started noticing, wait, what are my thoughts that are coming up? What are the motives and intentions of my heart that is coming up right now? And God kind of used that to expose things inside of us. He was like, okay, I love you. I want to take you to the next level. I'm bringing something new, but you have to be prepared. So let's deal with this, my love. Like, let's really take a look at this. And I went through a season where I was saying, Lord, I'm going to slow down. I'm going to take a look and I'm going to be real. And I said to him, Lord, don't take me out of this season until I'm really equipped to be able to handle my next season. Like, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. And God reminded me about that story with Jacob and how he was crossing over the river with his family. And then he was left on the one side and he started wrestling with God. And he said to God, God, I'm not letting go until you bless me. And I really felt that rise up in my spirit. I said, God, I'm not letting go of this season until you've equipped me with everything that I need to be able to make sure that I enter into the new thing that's coming with such confidence, such vigor, such understanding. I need revelation. Just help me, you know? So I went through this season, and as I was doing that, I started noticing how God was really transforming the way that I was thinking. And I was honored enough now recently to go through to a conference when Sean Foyt was here, and it was such a beautiful worship conference. And one of the things he said, which really struck me, was that the post-COVID church looks different to the pre-COVID church. We're going to do things different. We're going to live in the power of God. We're going to raise up a sound, raise up a standard, and do things differently. Actually step into the fullness of what God created us to do. And he was speaking about not being shy to proclaim the gospel, but doing it with boldness, doing it with a zeal, a tenacity that was like, okay, we're going into this atmosphere. We're going into these different areas, different spheres of influence, wherever they may be, and taking it back for the kingdom of God, taking them back for God's glory. So whatever your sphere of influence, whether it be work, school, whether you're Instagramming, YouTubing, TikToking, whether you're at the gym, hanging out with family, whatever it might be, you're called right there to use your voice to bring in the kingdom of God. Just like Jesus said, he said, you are going to be my witnesses once you've received the Holy Spirit, and you are going to go through Samaria and Judea and to the ends of the earth, proclaiming the same message that I proclaimed, which was repent, change your mind, change the way you think, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So this is exciting for this nation. And something else that Sean Foyt was talking about was that he really sees that this nation, South Africa, really has something special that is really being released. And that confirmed so much for me, because a few years back when I was actually at another conference with Jesus Culture, they came and were performing there at the Union Buildings and Bethel a few years later. I think I'm actually thinking of Bethel. So when we were listening to Bethel, yes, because I remember seeing Amanda on stage, and all of a sudden the Lord gave me this picture of a cross rising out of South Africa and falling over Africa, and these arrows shooting out of Africa to the rest of the nations of the world. And I was like, Lord, there is something so special about this nation that you are really taking us through things right now. You're preparing us. And just like I had to go through this time of individual preparation where I had to deal with things that were going on inside of my heart, my mind, we need to do that as a nation. Every individual needs to take their responsibility. And as they do that, and as they start going out and proclaiming what Jesus has showed them to do, all of a sudden, it creates this movement. It creates this, God moving in this generation through the nation of South Africa. And we had to go through the trials to build up the tenacity, to build up and learn from and grow from those trials and tribulations that we went through. The Bible says that you will face trials and tribulations, but rejoice. For greater is he that is in you who is in the world. You are more than an overcomer. So you are more than a conqueror. You overcome. Sorry. So tenacity to grab what God has for us this season is essential. Essential for what God is doing. Now moving into the future. Now, future sometimes makes us a little bit uncertain. We start freaking out because we're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's coming. And it brings me to a few scriptures. Mark 5:36, do not be afraid, only believe. Proverbs 3:5, trust in, rely on confidently in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight and smooth before you. And I love that end. It's like he will take your paths that he's planned for you and make them smooth. It won't be like a rocky thing. It's actually just take the time, spend with him, allow him to explain what the next moves are. And what I love about God is he never leaves you high and dry. Once you're spending the time and you're saying, okay, what's the plan? What's the plan that we need to follow? And he gives you not only the plan, but the step-by-step instructions on how to do it, which is so great. So we can embrace the time that we're going into. We can step out in confidence, like it says in Proverbs 3:26, it says, for the Lord will be your confidence, firm and strong, and will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. Oh, isn't that good? That's so great. So here we another scripture says, do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence. This is in Hebrews 10, verse 35 to 36. It says, do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it is a glorious and great reward. For you have need of patient endurance to bear up under difficult circumstances without compromising, so that when you have carried out the will of God, you will receive, carry away, and enjoy to the full what has been promised. Now, I don't know about you, but that makes me excited. That gives me a zeal and a passion to take on the future with everything that I have, because I know God is on my side. And you know, if God is for me, then who can really be against me? Amen. Jesus is worthy. Maverick City Music with Revelation 19 verse 1 song. You know, we've gotten to the end of my time with you, and thanks for tuning in. I pray that you take something from this conversation that is able to really set you on fire and grab a hold of what God's plan has for your life. There's something that only you can do, that nobody else can do. And it's so important that we find that. And so I'm going to leave you with this one last scripture just to enter into your spirit and really move throughout your mind. And I pray that it takes hold. It says Ephesians 5:16, making the very most of your time on the earth, recognizing and taking advantage of each opportunity and using it with wisdom and diligence. Each opportunity. That's so great, guys. I pray that you have an amazing rest of your weekend, amazing Sunday. Get filled up with God's presence. Get filled up with the Lord so that you can really go out and do what God's asked you to do. I'm Owen Folly. And just remember, be real and Jesus loves you.
Impact 103.